Decisive Moments in History. Author, Stefan Zweig. Core Thesis. In his preface, Zweig writes that no work of art can match history's capacity to condense the full tension of human destiny into a single instant. This book is not a general history but a series of 14 starry moments, those rare instants when history briefly converges on one person and pivots onto a new track. Zweig's conviction is that history does not flow at an even pace, it lurches forward in a handful of nodes, where individual will, accidental detail, and the weight of fate combine to hurl humanity onto a new course. First core insight, the starry moment, history's true rhythm is discontinuous. Zweig compares history to the night sky, most of the time it is dark and silent, and only in rare instance do stars blaze forth, illuminating decades or centuries to come. On May 29, 1453, the thousand-year walls of Byzantium fell not because they were breached by cannon but because a single small gate, the Kirkha Porta, was left open during a night watch and through that open door the Ottoman tide poured in, ending Eastern Orthodox civilization. On the night of April 25, 1792, an obscure engineering captain named Roger de Lisle sat in a Strasbourg parlor and wrote the Marseillaise, the anthem that would become the soul of revolutionary France and never again in his long life produced anything of comparable force. These moments, Zweig insists, cannot be scheduled or replicated, they are history's irrational gifts. Second core insight, individual will is amplified at the pivot points. At a starry moment, one person's decision can lever history far beyond their individual weight. Vasco Núñez de Balboa, a fugitive debtor, on September 25, 1513, climbed a peak in the Isthmus of Panama and became the first European to gaze upon the Pacific from the Americas. Marshal Grouchy at Waterloo on June 18, 1815, held 33,000 troops yet clung to the doctrine of following orders, rejecting General Girard's plea to march to Napoleon's aid, and that single hesitation decided the political architecture of 19th-century Europe. Zweig does not simply celebrate heroes, he reveals that at history's leverage points, the cowardice of the mediocre and the resolve of the great are amplified with equal ruthlessness. Third core insight, the contingency of fate, history turns on insignificant details. Zweig is a faithful chronicler of contingency. Byzantium fell not because Mehmed II's artillery shattered the main wall but because a single gate was left unbarred during a watch change. The transatlantic telegraph cable that Cyrus Field finally laid in 1858 succeeded not only through persistence but because, after five consecutive failures, the weather on one particular night happened to cooperate. Zweig's reminder is sobering, the most meticulous strategic plan can be undone by a forgotten door, an unexpected wind, a watch changed 5 minutes too late. Fourth core insight, the dignity of the defeated process can outweigh outcome. The book's most moving chapter is the race to the South Pole. The Norwegian Roald Amundsen reached the pole first, the Englishman Robert Falcon Scott arrived a month later and, on the return journey, froze to death in a blizzard with four companions. Zweig wastes no prose on who got there first. He devotes nearly the entire chapter to Scott's anguish at finding Amundsen's tent, the successive deaths of Evans and Oates on the march back, and the final letters Scott wrote in the dying tent. Zweig's verdict, in history's tribunal, an honorable defeat carries more weight than a cheap victory. Scott's tragic dignity made him eternal, Amundsen's triumph is a line in a record book. Fifth core insight, the irrationality of inspiration, creativity is an uncontrollable lightning bolt. In 1741, Handel, bankrupt, half-paralyzed, besieged by creditors, composed Messiah in 24 days, at a speed that terrified even himself. Roger de Lisle, after writing the Marseillaise in a single night, never again produced a work of consequence, he was an ordinary man struck once by lightning, never to be struck again. Zweig's insight is that genuine creativity is not the product of diligence, it is closer to a lightning strike, descending without regard for rank or preparation, departing without leaving a method. All the artist can do is remain a conductor and wait. First practical implication, in investment and business decisions, learn to identify the starry moments. Most information is noise, most decisions are execution. What truly determines long-term return is a handful of pivotal judgments, one correct bet, one timely exit, one contrarian move when others are afraid. Zweig's view of history reminds the decision-maker, do not use tactical diligence to disguise strategic laziness. The real work lies in waiting for and recognizing the few leverage points. Second practical implication, institutionalize your reverence for contingency. The lesson of Byzantium is not be careful, it is that every system can be broken by a forgotten door. In risk management, this means modeling not only foreseeable risks but also the unforeseeable unforeseen, capital buffers, emergency authorities, fallback plans. Acknowledging that contingency cannot be eliminated is the starting point of mature risk control. Third practical implication, redefine failure. Scott's last letters outlasted Amundsen's flag in human memory. In business, those who fail the right way, holding to principle, protecting their people, leaving a record that can be reviewed, are more worthy of long-term trust than those who win the wrong way. Failure is not the disgrace, failure without dignity is. Conclusion. Decisive Moments in History is a book about instants. Zweig's 14 vignettes tell us that history is, most of the time, slow, ordinary, and predictable, but in a handful of moments it accelerates violently, compressing individual will, accidental detail, and the weight of fate into an irreversible pivot. These moments belong neither to the victors nor to the defeated, but to all who were present and gave everything. Reading this book instills a strange sense of time. One becomes more reverent toward history's uncontrollability, and more cherishing of that pivotal instant in one's own life which may never come, but for which one must be perpetually ready.